I love attending investment seminars. Not just investment seminars, but all kinds of different seminars. I just love learning. I've been to, it's got to be well over 25 different investment and motivational type courses. Some of my favorite speakers are people like Tony Robbins or Brian Tracy, Robert Kiyosaki, various other speakers around the world who share their knowledge and their experiences with others so as to help them improve their endeavors and whatever they may be doing. When I was 13, I went to my very first motivational seminar, and it was run by a gentleman named Brian Tracy. And anybody who spent any amount of time following motivational seminars would no doubt have heard of Brian Tracy. He's been around for decades, he's world-renowned, he's just a fantastic educator, and specifically helping people understand psychology and emotions. And I'll never forget this. At the entire seminar I did, it was a two-day seminar. The one thing that really stuck in my mind that I've carried with me ever since then was very simple. Brian just took a whiteboard and he simply drew the picture of a tree on the whiteboard. And all the leaves of the tree, so you can imagine a big elm tree, right, with this big solid trunk and all the leaves above. The leaves of the tree represented negative emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, you know, upset, these sort of things. The trunk of the tree, he said, was blame. So you can just imagine this giant big elm tree with the word blame written down the side of the trunk. And every leaf on the tree represented a negative emotion. And he said that whenever you're in a situation in life where you're upset or you're feeling a negative emotion, it's because you blame someone or something for being in that situation. Okay? Maybe, you know, your car got hit outside. Maybe it was just parked in the street and someone came around the corner and hit your car. If you get upset and frustrated and angry at that situation, it's because you blame someone or something. Either you blame yourself for having parked it in the street instead of parking it in the garage. You either blame the person driving the other car because they were driving erratically or too fast. You blame, you know, the postman for having parked his van in your normal parking space, which made you had to park in a different one, which ended up getting hit. Right? If you blame someone else, that's going to lead you into these negative emotions. And when you go into these negative emotions, you're going to be very frustrated, very angry, very upset. And that's going to cloud your mind, right, with this negative energy. Think of it from an investment point of view. Imagine you buy some shares and the share price goes down. Right? You're upset because you've lost money. Right? So an instant reaction, a common reaction by many people, is to, again, blame. Right? They blame themselves for buying the stock. They blame their stockbroker for placing the trade. They blame the market for going down. They blame the directors of the company. They blame their next-door neighbor. They blame the cat who happened to walk on the keyboard and actually placed the trade for them. They blame everybody else. Right? Quite often, they don't even blame themselves. I mean, they want to blame everybody else but themselves and actually take responsibility for the situation they're in. Again, by blaming, they go into this negative environment where they're upset, they're frustrated, they're angry, and this, again, becomes like a negative downward spiral vortex where you can't actually see your way out of the situation because you're so consumed with all this negative energy that's clouding your mind, right? The opportunities that are going past you that would allow you to correct the situation and make a profit and get back on top, you don't even notice because you're so consumed with this negative energy. Now think of it from a different point of view. Let's say you did the same thing. You bought some shares. The share price went down. But instead of blaming the broker, the cat, the next door neighbor, anybody else, instead you take responsibility for the situation. You identify that, hey, I bought some shares, they went down in value. I lost some money. If you think of it as a donation, you're even better off. Right? So I've now donated some money. All right, if you now don't blame anyone, including yourself, don't blame yourself, instead recognize that, hey, that's just what happened. Right? Take responsibility for the situation. Now your mind is clear. You're not in that negative space. You haven't got these negative emotions flying around your head. As a consequence, you're clear of mind. You're open-minded to identify other opportunities that are coming your way to allow you to fix the situation. Right? Again, the best way to fix a loss is to make a profit. The only way to make a profit is get back on the horse, get back into the market, start trading again. Right? So identifying a new trade that could make you that profit to offset the last loss and get back onto your track. Right? The only way to do that is to keep a nice, clear mind, and the best way to do that is to not succumb to blame. Now, again, it's a very challenging idea to implement into your lifestyle, and it took me many, many years of practice, because, again, it's a human emotion, it's a human nature to instantly blame someone else. Right? Tony Robbins says a similar thing, but in a slightly different way. He often says that we only get upset because someone or something has broken a rule that we might have for a situation. Say, for example, you're sitting in a restaurant and someone is talking loudly next to you at another table. If you get upset by that, that's only because that person has broken your rule. Your rule is that at a restaurant, people talk softly, they keep it to themselves so as not to disturb other diners. If you've got some loudmouth next to you who's making a big noise, then of course, you're going to get upset because they've broken their rule. They've broken your rule. Now, of course, they didn't know you had this rule. They're just being themselves, and they obviously don't have that rule in their mind, but that's what's happened. And as a result, you've become upset. You've then blamed that person for talking too loudly, and you have a terrible evening, and you don't enjoy your dinner. Instead, what I'm suggesting is take responsibility for the situation. Recognize that, hey, that person's breaking your rule. If you're prepared to accept that situation and just deal with it, fine. Alternatively, you might want to get up and change seats or even ask the person to keep their voice down. Regardless, you've identified the situation, you've accepted responsibility for your position, and you've rectified the situation by finding an alternative solution. When it comes to investing, that simply means getting back in the market, cutting the loss you've got on the first trade, and identifying a new one that'll fix your overall situation. So in summary, be mindful of blame. It is the one emotion that leads to all other negative emotions. If you can try to cut that out of your life and accept responsibility for any situation you find yourself in, be it in your investment strategy or any other area of your life, you'll find that you'll have a far, far happier, more satisfying, and simpler life.